99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel Live, not on the air last night. It has been preempted indefinitely, according to ABC. The move after comments Kimmel made regarding Charlie Kirk's death. Before the decision was announced, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr called for Kimmel's suspension. The move condemned by entertainment unions. Disney is the parent company of ABC and ABC News. President Trump continuing his UK trip. There was a state dinner last night. Today he's sitting down with Prime Minister Keir Starmer to discuss the recent tariffs and the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. The Israeli occupation of Gaza continuing, with doctors continuing to sound the alarm. Dr. Michael Falk has worked in war zones in Iraq and Ukraine, but says Gaza's the worst he's seen.
As soon as the winter starts to set in and the water starts running freely, you're going to see a lot more communicable diseases, especially things like diarrhea, waterborne illnesses like diarrhea.
Health Secretary Robert Kennedy's vaccine advisory panel convening today. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reinstating its COVID-19 vaccine recommendations. Chief Medical Officer Ryan Westergaard says they recommend individuals 6 months and older get a COVID booster during the fall respiratory virus season. The Universities of Wisconsin adds security screenings for Board of Regents meetings this week. Attendees will be required to walk through metal detectors, and anyone who refuses a screening or has a prohibited item will be denied entry. The regents meet Thursday and Friday on the UW-Madison campus. And a new round of state grant funding could help meet demand for skilled drivers. The Commercial Driver Training Grant Program, created by the Department of Workforce Development, aims to provide sustainable wages, help Wisconsinites obtain their commercial driver's license, and meet demand in one of the state's most in-demand fields. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM weather forecast. Today it will be mostly sunny with a high of 85. Tonight we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms later on this evening with a low of 60. On Friday, patchy fog to start the day, a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high of 79. Friday night, we do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 60 degrees. On Saturday, shower and thunderstorm chances continue, mostly cloudy with a high of 77. Sunday, chances of showers and thunderstorms as well with a high of 77. Currently, 63 degrees outside the Max FM studios.
Your hometown station.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Thursday morning. Dave Grant joining you. It is 6:04. It is 63 degrees outside. I can't believe it. It feels a little bit weird for an early September morning, but hey, not complaining at all. Here is Mr. Broken Wings on Max FM.
Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. Might be the last I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so. You're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Need you so. So take these broken wings.
capture half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us in. Take these broken wings. You got to learn to fly. Learn to live and love so free. And when we
maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant to start your Thursday morning at 6:12 a.m. Let's take a look at the summer weather forecast. Today, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 85. Tonight, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms later on this evening increasing clouds with a low of 60. Friday, shower chances and possibly a thunderstorm. In the afternoon, patchy fog to start our day, mostly cloudy with a high of 79. Friday night, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 60. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high of 77. On Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms are possible again, a high of 77. Currently, it is 63 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day Building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo. We have Thursday's special big deal of the day over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Half off a $25 certificate to Family Values Thrift today only till 11:59 p.m. That certificate's just $12.50. No code required. So again, a half off a $25 certificate to Family Values Thrift today, only $12.50. You may say, what is Family Values Thrift in Variety and Baraboo? They have a wide selection of clothing, jewelry, houseware, gifts, and more, serving savings with a smile. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up at 7:10 this morning, Emily's going to be joining me. And I'm going to leave our first topic a secret because you'll hear something in our show opener. It all ties in so very well together. We will be celebrating celebrity birthdays and local birthday and anniversaries at 7:40 a.m. If you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in now, 608-355-9970, or text it in via the free Civic Media app. You also are going to want to have that free Civic Media app installed, ready to go on your mobile device starting on Monday. Our statewide text to win, Go for the Greener Gold, is back. More chances to win starting at 7 a.m. on Monday morning. Looking forward to it. I cannot wait for this. We're going to have some great daily prizes and the grand prize winner. Oh, I'm excited. I just got to stop because I'm not supposed to say too much more than that. But you know how I am with secrets. This is going to be a good one. And green or gold, just kind of think about that a little bit. And maybe I'll be able to give a little bit more information tomorrow morning. I'm hoping. I'm excited about this contest. So again, that starts on Monday. So make sure you have that free Civic Media app installed, ready to go. You can always text us by looking for Max Mouse, tapping on 99.7 Max FM, and tapping the text button. So Monday. Now, a lot of people know me that I love Taco Bell Mexican pizzas. It's been one of my favorite things. I was so glad when they put it back on the menu finally, and, you know, that's one of the reasons I go there on occasion. I go there in moderation. Well, Ireland just got their first Taco Bell, and an Irish influencer got to be first in line to try it out. Now, here is his take on Taco Bell in Ireland.
The Crunchwrap Supreme. It was a lovely, meaty, cheesy experience.
Okay, I'm going to try it with some of the fire sauce. This might be dangerous for an Irishman to attempt.
It was.
This is actually my very first taco of all time. I've never consumed one before.
What?
So if I get the technique wrong, my apologies. I'm a huge fan of that.
The burrito and the nachos were probably my favorite. I thought everything was nice, very fresh. I didn't even know Taco Bell did chicken. It was everything I'd ever imagined.
Whoa, that's crazy. It's his first time having a taco. Come to find out, and he absolutely loved it. Well, he's in Ireland, so, I mean, they have other things in mind, you know, when they're in Ireland. And I'm like, whoa, that is interesting. Just hearing his reaction to it, you know, that was not my first reaction to Taco Bell when I tried it. But, you never know. I mean, I'm very happy for him. And it was funny. He tried the fire sauce. He said, oh, this is not going to be good for an Irishman. And he was right. So, wow, that is kind of fun to listen to his take on it. So there you go. No, I'm not eating Taco Bell this early in the morning. So it is safe in studio for anyone that is happening to stop by this morning. I have my breakfast sandwich right here with my big cold glass of water. Yes, water to start my day. Well, after a cup of coffee, you know. Who am I kidding? Here is Wham! It's 617 on Max FM. Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
Jitterbug. Jitterbug. You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your loving starts. Jitterbug into my brain.
Friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it 90s and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:24 on Thursday morning. Still pretty quiet in downtown Baraboo this morning. The sun will be up shortly. And yes, it is still dark out and not a whole lot of activity yet. And traffic is light in downtown Baraboo, so no traffic delays. This is Dave Grant with your Baraboo Max FM traffic report. I can't believe it's already Thursday. This week has been cruising right on by. And one of the things that's happening exactly 1 week from today is the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. We're excited to do this, and we're excited to help out Hope House of South Central Wisconsin, as they've lost a lot of federal funding. Our goal is to raise $5,000 for them by 4 p.m. next Friday night. You may be asking, how can you help? Well, next Thursday, you can listen and you can request your songs. You get to take over the airwaves starting around 7 a.m. next Thursday with your song request, a $5 minimum donation, $10 minimum donation to do a dedication, or a $25 minimum donation to bump a song off the air. We want to raise $5,000, and if we do, your morning show host will dye their hair purple and get purple fingernails to help support Purple Thursday on October 23rd. Yes, we will have pictures, but we have to hit $5,000, and so we have a lofty goal. We are doing a little bit of pre-fundraising to get the party started. If you would like to make a contribution, you can email dave@max.fm or text 608-355-9970. And we just need you to write a check out to Hope House. It's that easy. Drop it off to us right here at the Weicker Great Dave Building in the Max FM studios. We're going to hand all those checks over to Jamie from Hope House on Thursday. So we want to help them out, and we need your help to do that. So again, email dave@max.fm. Or text us that donation, and we will make sure we get that to them. We look forward to Thursday. And if we hit that $2,500 goal by Monday, all the show hosts will have to do something very special during the radio request-a-thon. We have plans in place, and we want to make this fun while helping out a great cause. For more information, you can go to max.fm. That's our website. Now, Spirit Airlines flight had a little bit of an issue. They had to be warned to be moved further away from Air Force One over Long Island repeatedly. Here are the air traffic controllers trying to get the pilot's attention, and then they are scolding them.
New York Air Force One, 300, climbing 320.
Air Force One, New York Center, roger.
Spirit 1300, descend to flight level 330.
Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right, vector traffic and descent.
Pay attention, Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right.
Spirit 1300, Boston Center, 134.0.
I got to talk to you twice every time. Spirit 1300, Boston, 134.0. Pay attention. Get off the iPad.
Whoa! So, yeah, Spirit Airlines got themselves into a little bit of trouble. And it sounds like maybe based on the scolding from the tower, that's not the first time they've had trouble either with this pilot or this airline. So then it was interesting. It sounds like they said, get off this iPad. I'm not a pilot. So if there is one of my pilot friends that happens to be listening, shoot me a message. And if I heard that correctly, because it sounds like they said iPad, but they maybe meant something else. So very curious about that. Yeah, things not to mess with while you're a pilot is being near Air Force One. So yeah, and the controllers were not happy with them at all whatsoever. That is just a crazy story. Coming up, we are going to have a full look at our local sports, regional sports, and our weather on Max FM.
Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market, and we're kicking off September savings you don't want to miss. Fire up the grill with certified Angus beef boneless petite sirloin steaks, only $7.99 a pound, and Family Pack 80% lean ground beef, just $4.99 a pound. Need game day snacks? Stock up on Old Dutch Ripples potato chips, 4 for $11. After the game, grab the new Blazin' Apple Fireball Whiskey, 750 milliliter bottle for $12.99. Shop smart, shop local, and save big. Only at Baraboo Fresh Market, located on Highway 33, Baraboo's East Side.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S., Z Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,000. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by McFarland's in Sauk City or go to McFarland'sKubota.com for details. Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report. After teams having the evening off last night, play resumes for girls Thunderbird varsity golf today, 3 p.m. at Watertown. Also, Baraboo Thunderbirds girls varsity tennis will be at DeForest at 4:15 p.m. with the JV team. Cross country will be at Belleville High School tonight at 4:15 p.m. and girls 8th grade volleyball will be at Reedsburg at 4:30 p.m. with the 7th grade team as well. JV soccer will be tonight at 5 p.m. versus Madison West High School. And we have JV2 volleyball away at Monona Grove, 5:30 p.m. tonight. The JV football team will be playing Onalaska High School at 6 p.m. tonight. We also have girls varsity volleyball tonight, 7 p.m. at Monona Grove High School. And we have the boys varsity soccer team, 7 p.m. versus Portage at the Baraboo High School. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report.
The Brewers over the Angels.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff with his 10th win of the season has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy, a little patchy fog in the overnight as temperatures drop into the lower 60s. Our winds will stay on the
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock.
Say you don't know me, I recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mama. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Someone always playing corporation games. The stage. They call us irresponsible. Write us off the page. Marconi plays the mama. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We
Saturday and I'm seeing that bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Don't you remember?
It's your favorite radio station and your favorite radio city, the city by the bay, the city that rocks, the city that never sleeps.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:40 on Thursday morning. That was Pink Floyd. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 85. Tonight, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms later on this evening with a low of 60. Tomorrow, a chance showers and thunderstorms. In the afternoon, patchy fog to start the day. Mostly cloudy with a high of 79. Friday night, late night shower chances. Possibility of thunderstorm with a low of 60. On Saturday, a chance showers and thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high of 77. With the same thing on Sunday. Currently 63 degrees outside the Weicker Grade A building and the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo. As a reminder, we have our big deal day over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big, half off a $25 certificate to Family Values Thrift. Today till 11:59 p.m. That certificate is $12.50. No code required. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up at 7:10, Emily's going to be joining me, and yes, shenanigans are going to ensue. And no, I'm not going to give any hints yet as to what we're talking about, because it all ties into our show opener. At 7:30, we are celebrating celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. If you know anyone celebrating locally, you still have time to text those in, 608-355-9970, or text in via the free Civic Media app. At 7:50, Ben Brownlee will join us from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce and talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area. And at 8:10, we are going to be talking about drive-through cutters. Yes, people that cut in line in the drive-through. It is time to get ready to vote. There's a new list of who did the best and most brazen Led Zeppelin ripoff songs. We put together a montage of some of the frontrunners for you this morning.
Now we hear some knife when there's no one left to call. You feel the time is right. Say the writing's on the wall.
Again, we're figuring out who ripped off Led Zeppelin the most or best. Billy Squire, Liz and Knight. Now we have Bonham, Wait for You. Greta Van Fleet with Highway Tune.
So nice. Mama, mama, mama. Oh.
Zebra Zeus behind the door. And Kingdom Come, Get It On. All right, we're trying to figure out who ripped off Led Zeppelin the best between Billy Squire, Bonham, Greta Van Fleet, Zebra, and Kingdom Come. We should note that Audioslave, Whitesnake, Aerosmith, Heart, Montrose, and Rush were also on the list. And for argument's sake, Led Zeppelin was notorious for borrowing from blues artists. So we'll let you dwell on that one for a little bit as we have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank. And music by Hugh Lewis in the News on Max FM.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting a brat sale. This will be Saturday, September 20th at Fresh Market, 935 8th Street in Baraboo. Enjoy delicious brats, hot dogs, burgers, and more. Basco brat sale from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Fresh Market, September 20th. Learn more at booseniors.org. And it's time again for Baraboo Oktoberfest. This will be happening at Circus World in Baraboo. Get a taste of Bavarian culture and celebrate Wisconsin's German roots. Live music, German cuisine, Oktoberfest-style beer is going to all be on tap. Wonderful entertainment kicks off at 3:30. It's $10 in advance at the Chamber of Commerce or $12 at the door. Again, this is September 20th from 3 until 9 p.m. Oktoberfestbaraboo.com for all the details. And make sure to mark those calendars for September 27th. It is Sauk County Clean Sweep. Opportunity for homeowners, agricultural enterprises, and businesses to dispose of hazardous products and items that pose environmental risks, such as pesticides and toxic cleaning products. There'll also be fees to collect some electronic items and appliances, as well as tires. This is all happening at the old Sauk County landfill. All the details on what is accepted can be found by checking out their Facebook page. Just visit Sauk County Clean Sweep on Facebook. Again, this is September 27th from 8 a.m. until noon. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Contact State Farm agent Chris Stanton to bundle and save today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Pick your own grapes at Oakwood Fruit Farm. They're great for juice and jelly. Remember your apples, Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and many more. Sip on fresh apple cider, grab some donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies from the bakery. Tuesday means 10% off all apples that you buy, plus mums, squash, and pumpkins to brighten your porch. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily 9 to 5. Just follow those signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's a wonderful family fun. Maximum Hits, Max FM.
I was walking down a one-way street, just a looking for someone to meet. One woman who was looking for.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. Coming up at 7:10, Emily is going to join me. And yes, we have something very fun to talk about. Something strange. That is my next hint. I'm just going to leave it at that. We also are celebrating celebrity birthdays. And if anyone has a local birthday or anniversary that someone's celebrating today, text those in. Let us know about those. 608-355-9970. Or you can text them via the free Civic Media app. We have an exciting birthday that we have become aware of last evening. So we had a good reminder about that. And yes, we're going to be celebrating something fun at 7:40. At 7:50, we will be talking with Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce. We're going to talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area. And at 8:10, we're going to talk about drive-through line cutters. Yes, those people. Who does that stuff? And at 8:40, we're going to be celebrating calendar days. Looking forward to all of that. And also, don't forget to check out our Big Deal Day over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Half off a $25 certificate to Family Values Thrift. Today only, that certificate is just $12.50. Shop local, say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Here's Def Leppard, and at 7 o'clock, we're going to look at regional news, national news, and a full look at our weather forecast on MaxFM.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Can I be your man? Hey, 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 hey. Rising
99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A key advisory panel at the CDC begins a two-day meeting today. At its conclusion, members are expected to discuss and then vote on vaccines that are currently recommended for children. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
After an overhaul by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nation's top vaccine advisory panel now set to begin weighing critical recommendations on vaccines covering everything from measles to hepatitis B to COVID. Kennedy recently firing all of the committee's members, stacking it with people he handpicked, several who have voiced vaccine skepticism.
Yesterday, the former head of the CDC said she was fired by Kennedy because she refused his order to pre-approve new vaccine recommendations. Jimmy Kimmel Live, preempted indefinitely by ABC over comments that Kimmel made regarding the Charlie Kirk shooting. Unions representing those in the entertainment industry have condemned the move, Disney, the parent company of ABC. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Aylin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reinstating its COVID-19 vaccine recommendations. Chief Medical Officer Ryan Westergaard says they